This morning, thanks to God, I'm not going to be before you alone, but do allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, lead and guide on this day as we come forth in a new year. This morning, thanks to God, like I say, I'm not going to be before you alone, but we will be traveling through scripture this morning. And I just want to encourage you in the year 2020 to be encouraged and have this year a happy new you. A happy new you. Amen. And this morning, thanks God, I want to give you some encouragement in kicking off the new year for being a happy new year. We see in Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 9, it says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare before these spring forth, I tell you of them." So we see, thanks God, here we are once again at the beginning of a new year, a time to reevaluate in a season of new beginning. How many times in life have we started a new year without realizing the goal we have set before us, or even taking the time to evaluate why those goals wasn't made? How many of you this morning, saints of God, on the beginning of this year, made resolution, made goals? How many times in your life that you have made resolution and made goals? Yeah. But we see, saints of God, that we make these resolutions and we set these goals for the new year, thinking and hoping and praying that they will be met and everything. Like Pastor Howard said last Sunday, you know, he was looking for losing a couple pounds. So I myself also looking to lose a couple pounds because a lot of my clothes now is getting a little snug. After I'm retired and I can see the difference, I can feel the difference. So I too going to make this one of my kickstarting resolution for the year, a happy new me. Amen. So you see, saints of God, we cannot live on yesterday's blessing, nor should we dwell on yesterday's failures or disappointment. This is a new beginning. This is a new year, and you got to make your mindset set in a new year, a new beginning, a new renewing your mind in Christ Jesus, not dwelling on the past, not dwelling on your disappointment, not dwelling on the failure. Well, I made this resolution, not fail, but you can't do it in your own strength. You got to do it in the strength of the Lord. Scripture said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me." So we have to put God first and making these resolutions and standing by them with the hope and faith that it is done. Not will be done, but it is done. Because when you pray that it always is done. Amen. This is a time to, like I said, it is time to forget the past and move forward into the present and into the future. We see in Philippians 3, 13 and 14, it says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do forget, those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal or the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus." So we got to, like I said, we got to look ahead in the present and ahead, not in the back. Because even when you're running, if you get out there and run and you look back, that can slow you down. Eventually, you're going to trip and fall if you keep looking back. But you got to look ahead. Look straight and hear where you're going. Get that iron, get that mind, thanks God, for kickstart this new year, a happy new year. Many people all over the world are in the process of making New Year's resolution, in which many of them will never come to pass. For us, the Bible-believing Christian, this is an opportunity to look back over the past year to see if we were able to make all the desired changes we set out to do. The beginning of a new year can be a season of new beginning for us, thanks to God. It is a time to look ahead with a sense of anticipation and excitement towards the new thing God wants to do in your life. It is a season of setting new goals and putting into effect those things you have been putting off doing. It is a time and season. It can be a day, a new beginning for each one of us as we're looking forward to 2020. In the Lord, every day should be a day of new beginning. But we can look to this season as a time to reflect and reevaluate where we are and where we are going in God. So if we set our mindset on doing what God said to do, you can't go wrong. If you listen to the scripture, you read the scripture, you study the scripture, you can't go wrong, saints of God.
Amen.
That's a good kickstart of the new year, for the new year. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, part B, I'm skipping on down to part B of verse 16. It said, even though our man is perished, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. So, thanks to God, our inward man, our spirit is being renewed day by day. As you renew your mind and think on those things which is good, although your old man, your outside, it might be deteriorating, it might be getting weary, it might be sore, it might be blowing up, some might be getting weak, might be getting sick, might eyesight, might be hearing loss, but yet and still, saints of God, day by day, your inner man is being renewed.
Praise God.
I believe that God wants to create a sense of newness in each and every one of us in our life this year, thanks to God. I really believe that. But you got to want it. You got to believe it. You got to want it. Have you ever wanted something so bad that you'll go out and just do it on a combustion, I'm going to do this. I want this, I'm going to do it. This is the kickstart that we need to do, thanks to God, as we go reading our word, being hungry for God each and every day. We got to kickstart and believe that God is who he says he is. We got to believe we are who God said we are.
Amen.
And no, don't let nobody make you doubt that you is not a conqueror. Don't let nobody give you any doubt that you is not an overcomer. You are victorious, thanks to God.
Yes,
you is loved, and you have the victory.
Amen.
I believe it's always God's desire that we be filled with a sense of newness and refreshness of what his desire and want to do in our life. His desire greatly for us to be filled with a renewed sense of purpose and dignity. This is what is really needed before we can get ourselves a good kickstart. We got to believe what God believes. We got to think what God thinks. We got to say what God say. So in other words, thanks God, don't go on your own belief. Believe on what the word said. We see in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, 19, it said, do not remember the former thing, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. So you see, saints of God, it ain't nothing too hard for God. Ain't nothing. Yes, we can do all things through Christ, but ain't nothing too hard for God. Just imagine a river in the desert. Just imagine a road, a road in the wilderness. Just imagine yourself healed, not sick. Just imagine yourself is the head, not the tail. You imagine yourself is the lender, not the borrower. You got to imagine and think on these things that you are. Because nothing is too hard for God. You is blessed, saints of God. The beautiful thing about being a Christian and knowing that God, that the Lord is, that we don't have to live our life in guilt and condemnation for our failures and unachieved goal. You might fail, saints of God, but don't feel guilty about it. Don't be in condemnation about it, about your failure. Pick yourself up and tell yourself, I am somebody in 2020. I am somebody. Even if you don't believe it right now, start saying, I am somebody. Kickstart off the new year with a happy new you. Saints of God, now's the time we get to wipe the slate clean and start over. God doesn't hold our past against us as long as we sincerely repent and continue to press toward the goal or the prize or the up calling of God in Christ Jesus. We are a new creature in Christ every day of our life. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So if you're in Christ Jesus, you're a new creation. Yes. All that past failure and everything, it is gone. Like I said, repent and go forward. God will always forgive you. You forgive yourself. Right now, thanks to God, most of the time, we as believers, we don't forgive ourselves. That's the problem. That's holding the back. We've holding ourselves down because we don't forgive ourselves and move forward. Yes, I did this or I did that. But don't dwell on that. Yes, you did it. God forgave you. Forgive yourself. Pick yourself up, saints of God. Just encourage yourself. Because if you don't encourage yourself, don't think and wait on somebody else to try to encourage you. They might be there and actually, to give you a couple words and everything, but you keep on walking around with the sourpuss face and everything. People ain't going to be wanting to hang around you. They'd be like, man, they bringing me down. That's the attitude they're going to get. And they're going to leave you right there. So kickstart the new year with a happy new year. A happy new you. Also, how newness and refreshing revelation come. One, newness come by letting go of the past. No matter how miserable we fail in life or in our Christianity, God's desire for us to receive his forgiveness and move forward, saints of God. Psalms 103 and 12 said, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. So if he had moved our transgression from us, why are we still holding on to him? We got to let go. See, hanging on and dwelling on the past is like air moving through a dirty filter. Thanks to God. Even though something new and fresh enter into the filter, it come out dirty and tainted because of the filter it must flow through. Because you can clean yourself up. You can put on a new suit, a new dress, a new hairstyle. But if you ain't clenched yourself up on, I'm just talking about the natural now, but if you put all that new stuff on and haven't taken the bath, what are they going to do? You might be looking good, but you get around others and everything, that looking good is not going to last long. So, saints of God, pick yourself up, clean yourself up, not on the outside, but clean yourself on the inside. That's the important. See, man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. He knows your inside. So if you get the inside right, it will overflow. It will flow out to the outside. And that's what God is looking at. And when it flows on the outside, then man can see it. And they will say, I want what they got. I want what she got. You might not have everything that you want, but you got to realize that you're better off than someone else. Many times, we are in the right place at the right time, but because we are focusing on self, we miss out on the good thing God wants to do through us and for us. You can be in the right place, thanks to God, but we ain't focusing on God and on His Word and the calling on our life. We looking at self. I want, I want. We got to let that baby mentality, attitude go. Because our baby, you know, it's like, it's mine, mine, mine. Give me, give me, give me. And let it go. And that's in 2020, we got to let that baby mentality go and start maturing. It's time for us to get off of the milk and start eating solid food. Time is winding up, saints of God. So we need to kickstart in God's Word. See, our own ideas and desires get in the way, and we totally miss what God is trying to set and do for us. One of God's principles concerning new things is to forget the past and do not walk in condemnation and guilt, but rather to walk in the freedom and liberty of His forgiveness. Romans 8:1 said, There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So let's stop walking in the flesh, saints of God. This year, let's walk with and led by the Spirit. If He has forgotten all our past sin, failure, and defeat, we must also forget and get on with the new things He desires to do in our life. Number two, newness comes from by hungering and thirsting for it. We got to be hungry and thirsty, saints of God, for the Word of God. Matthew 5:6 said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. That's the word, and that's a promise that you can count on. You can take that to the bank. And as you take it to the bank in the natural, putting deposit in the bank in the natural, you get a little dividend. You might not get much, but you get a little dividend. That's just like God's word. As you put God's word in you and everything, you'll get a deposit, your dividend. That word will grow and grow and grow. Because I myself used to, and I still do, stutter at times and everything. But and getting up in front of people, oh no, it wasn't me. But I thank God, looking back for where I was to where I am now and everything, I know it was God. Yes. Me willing to let Him use and work in and through it out of me, it was God. We see also, thanks to God, not only that, we see, number three, newness comes from by allowing God to renew our spirit. Get in touch with what God wants to do in your life rather than what you want to do, thanks to God. Like I said, we got the, this a new year. It's not about you. It is about God. Make that your priority this year. It's not about me. It's about God. A happy new you. David prayed for God to create a new heart and renew a rightful and steadfast spirit within him. This should be our heart attitude also for 2020, thanks to God. In Psalm 51 and 10, it said, David said, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. You see, God can only create a sense of newness when we yield ourselves to him with an open and contrite heart. We can't go into 2020 with a hardened heart. Don't be attracted by your identity. God wants to continue to change your identity as you are more and more conformed into his image. I'm convinced that one of the reasons many people do not change as much as they would like to is because they are unwilling to let go of their identity. They want to hold on to that comfortable zone. I'm guilty myself. You get in the comfortable zone, you don't want to let go. You get so, and like I said, when I retired, you know, before I retired, 4:30 in the morning, I'm up. Now I'm getting so 6:30, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I might roll over and look at the clock. Okay, well. But you're getting in that comfortable zone. But even for me, I have to continue to focus on God. We got to get out of that comfortable zone, thanks to God, and let God use us the way he intended to use us. See, the cry of our hearts should be for God to continue to create a new heart within us and continue to renew our spirit in him. As we do this, it will put us in a proper position for God to speak and create new things in our life. It takes a restored and renewed vision to move forward in God. This means, thanks to God, to spending time with God so that he can renew and strengthen our life. Having the Holy Spirit renew, new things come from waiting on God and allow him to speak to our spirit. We see in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew his strength. They that mount up on the wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We just sung that this morning, thanks to God. So how true is it? We got to wait on God. Sometimes we get in such a big hurry and do this and not waiting on the Spirit to lead us that we mess up. Yes, we might be in thinking that we is in God's plan, perfect plan, but if we go before the Spirit leading us and guiding us, then there might be something there that is waiting for us that we might meet. So instead of going through that desert without the water or the wilderness without the reward, let's wait on the Lord, thanks to God. Learn to wait on the Lord with expectation, a new revelation, and understanding what his desire toward us is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Also, Four ways for us to kickstart this new year, saints of God. One, we got to rely on the Holy Spirit to help us and equip us. We got to rely on it. We must rely on him. We got to rely on him to help us and to equip us. That is like a command for 2020, to rely on the Holy Spirit and not doing it our own way. In Colossians, we see Colossians 1:29 said, "To this end I also labor, striving according to his work, which work in me mightily." See, mightily is dunamis. It is power. It's a miracle within itself. It's an ability. It's an abundant meaning to working miracle power, strength. So that mightily, the dunamis, that is a power. The major reason people have a hard time fulfilling this, their New Year resolution, because they are doing it in their own strength, their own way. Like that song said, "I do it my way." No, don't do it your way. Stop doing it your way. In 2020, do it God's way. Amen. Romans 8:11 said, But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. So you see, saints of God, as a Christian, God have given to us the Holy Spirit in all things that pertain to life and godliness. God is there. The Holy Spirit will lead us if we will follow. He is there. All you have to do is ask him. Just like you ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and anoint you and teach you. Not just read the word, but you want to have that revelation of the word. So we see, thanks to God, therefore a new hope come with new challenge and goal, because all the promises of God are yea and amen. Those are the promises of God. So if God promised, he would do it. Either you allow him in 2020 to use you, or use you, or use a jackass, he going to do it. His word is not going to go back to a void. So it might as well let God use you instead of a donkey, a tree, a rock. Amen? Yes. Number two, a way of kickstarting this new year, build on a past success and learn from past failure. Build on past success and learn from past failure. Like when I was a child, I used to hear this sign, "A hard head make a soft behind." What, in other words, when your parents told you to do something, you didn't do it. Your head might be hard, but by the time they get through, your backside gonna be tender. So we see, saints of God, we learn from our past, failure. We learn from past success, not only from you, but from others. That way we can accomplish things by doing, you know, by paying that attention. Great accomplishments are often attempted by only occasionally rich. Those who reach them are usually those who missed it many times before. Failure only temporary tests to prepare us for permanent triumphs in God. So when we fail, pick yourself up and tell yourself, I still got the victory. I'm still a conqueror. We see in Philippians 3 and 16, it says, nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be the same, be of the same mind. So we see, thanks to God, let us walk together on one accord. Like in Acts in the upper room, they was on one accord. And look what happened. Although it's few of us this morning, but as we get on the same accord here in this room, in this sanctuary and everything, man, just this few right here, we're on the same accord, we can change Concord. We can change Kannapolis. We can change Stanfield, Stanton, Morrisville, all these in Charlotte, all of these areas, this region around here, we can change it. Just these few people that we have here today. But we need to be on one accord. Amen. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about God. Yes. One body. Many members, but one body. Amen?
Amen.
So we see that as Christians, God has given us the Holy Spirit and all things pertaining to life and goodness. Therefore, a new hope comes with new challenge and goal, because the promise of God is yes and amen. Number two, we see in walking is building our success on past failure and learning from past failure. We are failure in our life because we don't do what the word said do. Also, we see, thanks to God, the way we deal with failure can determine how we sustain motivation. How we deal with failure will determine how we sustain motivation in our life. Some people, they can be strong in faith. They can get right on up from their failure. Some people, it might take them a little longer. And some people just stayed in their failure. But your attitude and your determination determine your motivations to get up and keep moving for the prize of the Most High calling. You see, thanks to God, we need to look at how much we miss the mark and then make the necessary adjustment that will help us to make the mark more perfectly in this coming year. We might miss the mark in the past, but we got to focus on the mark that we are aiming for in 2020. You see, thanks to God, we got to set a new goal for this year. 2020, we got to set a new goal. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision or revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happiness is he who keep the law. See, saints of God, without a vision and direction, you will cast off all restraints and not fulfill those errors or changes that the God wants to bring into your life this year. You got to have a vision. You got to have that purpose. And that vision is standing on God's word, what God say. Not what man say, but what God say. Put a vision. Make yourself a vision this year. Because we don't want to perish. What are your goals for the coming year, saints of God? I encourage you to think about what your goals are for the coming year and write them down. Make a list of the areas you want victory in during this coming year. Make a list or area you want to be more diligent in this coming year. Make a list of new areas and experience you want to come into this year. Make a list of new areas in which you want to commit yourself to or recommit yourself to this year. Make a list of what God wants to do in your family this year. Become accountable to someone in the area you are looking to change and renew. So if I wanted to increase my knowledge and the word of God, I ain't going to hang out with an atheist. I'm going to hang out with a believer. I'm going to set myself around men and women that have the word, that will feed me the word, for I can grow. Like they said, birds of a feather flock together. Amen. So let's be accountable to who we hang around with this year. In Philemon 1:6 it said, the sharing of your faith become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So you see, saints of God, start sharing your faith with others. I'm not saying you got to go out there and knock on every door here in Concord, but you can be in the mall, you can be at the grocery store. Matter of fact, you can be at the doctor's office. Share your faith. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it with somebody. Because the word that you say and speak to somebody, that might be the very word that helped that person. Because you never know, that person might be thinking suicide. And that word that you give them, that faith and that belief that you give them, that hope, that little bit of hope, will encourage them and prolong their life. Number 4. Expect the Holy Spirit to bring forth new beginning. We should have a great expectation in our heart that new things and new seasons are going to break forth in our life, because this is God's desire toward us. It's just a matter of us agreeing with God's will and purpose for our life. The desire is there, saints of God, but it left up to us in 2020 to come into agreement with God's word, his will for our life this year. Philippians 1:6 says, you who have already been doing a good work in you is going to keep on doing it until Jesus returns. So it's already there, saints of God. So continue to do it. Get motivated, I should say, in doing what God desires for you. If you don't know your plan, you don't know your calling on your life, ask. He will tell you. He will lead you. But just don't sit there and do nothing. Do something. It better to do something and not to do nothing at all. Amen. Like I said, if I'm trying to lose weight this year, I just can't sit down and say, well, all right, I'm going to sit down and it's going to fall off me. No, I'm going to have to push back. I'm going to have to get out there and start exercising and do it. Amen? So we see, saints of God, in closing, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. In conclusion, you can enter into this new year with a sense of God present in God's presence if you look to him for direction. He is there to help you through every trial, temptation, failure, lack of, and no matter what the task, what it is He is all sufficient for you for the coming year. So let each of us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus to lead the way in 2020, saints of God. It's not for us, but let God lead us in 2020. Amen. Amen. Amen.